Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I want to send a happy belated birthday to Temple Valentine. Temple, I hope you have a wonderful birthday. And I want to send a very special shout out to Clara and James. Temple, Clara, James, thank you all so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Guna and the Ghost. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. Her name is Guna. Cool, right? It's Icelandic. Guna is one of the most confident people I know. She is only 12 years old, but carries herself with the self-assuredness of someone who knows that she is smart, strong, and powerful. Self-assuredness, or being self-assured, means you don't need someone else to tell you that you're doing something right or that you're doing a good job. You just trust that you are. That was Guna. Guna was, as we say, a boss, and she didn't care about what other people said about her. When someone would call her bossy, Guna would say, "That's right, I am bossy. I am a boss, and I am a leader, and I am trying to make the world a better place, and there is certainly nothing wrong with that." And when someone would call her full of herself, Guna would say, "That's right, I am full of myself, full of love for myself. And if that bothers you, then maybe you should focus on finding some love for yourself instead of worrying about me." Cool, right? Guna loved the town of Freshwater, and I just knew that one day Guna would grow up to be its mayor. I knew that because she told me so all the time. And when Guna told you something, you believed it. But as self-assured and full of herself as Guna was, she was also a great listener. "Being a good leader means being a good listener," she would always say. "If you are a leader, you are making people's lives better. And how can I help make someone's lives better if I don't know about the problems that they're facing?" And so every Sunday, Guna would sit in the center of town and people would come and tell her their problems. And mostly, she would just listen. Sometimes she could help, like when Cupid needed a hand taking down all their Halloween decorations off of their roof. Or when Lucky Duck needed someone to watch over her pond while she flew south for the winter. But for a lot of folks, it just helped to have someone to talk to. And Guna understood how important that could be. So she just listened. One Sunday, Dr. Franny K. Stein came into the town square looking as if she just saw a ghost. Because she had.
"Guna, Guna, I have just seen a ghost," she said to Guna.
"Oh," Guna replied, not sure what to say. She hadn't met any ghosts before. "And what did it want?"
"Well, it wanted me to look into its eyes."
"Huh," Guna replied. "Sort of creepy."
"Sort of creepy," Dr. Franny agreed.
"Well, did you?" Guna asked.
"Of course not," Dr. Franny replied. "I was too scared. It's a ghost popping out of the side of the road demanding eye contact. That's both rude and scary."
"You're right," Guna assured her. "That is both rude and scary." But Guna was not afraid. "Where is the ghost?" she asked. "Can you take me to them?" And so Dr. Franny nervously retraced her steps until she had reached the curve in the road by the old dam.
"Wait, Did you hear that? Guna asked.
Ooh.
There, that must be the...
Ooh. Look into my eyes.
The ghost asked hauntingly, having suddenly appeared out of thin air. This ghost looked like a short, round, otherwise kind old man. But the fact that he was semi-transparent and spoke with a haunting echo was enough to make him more than a little creepy.
Oh yeah, just like you said, Guna agreed, not even batting an eye.
Look into my eyes,
the ghost repeated.
Both rude and creepy, Guna said.
Franny K. Stein turned away from the ghostly voice. But Guna did not.
Look into my eyes,
the ghost said for the third time.
Okay,
Guna responded, walking up to the ghost.
Fine. What? I'm here.
Oh, really?
The ghost replied, totally caught off guard.
Yes, really. Hi,
Guna said, looking the ghostly man square in his ghostly face. You want me to look into your eyes? Well, here I am. What seems to be the problem?
Oh, well, thank you. No one's ever stopped before. Most everyone just runs away,
the ghost said, looking a little taken aback.
Well, Guna began, you have my full and undivided attention. Here I am, looking into your eyes. What's the matter?
Do I have something stuck in my eye? I feel like there's an eyelash or something,
the ghost replied, opening his eyes wide for Guna to see.
Here, in the left one.
Yep,
there's an eyelash in there, all right. Guna responded, getting right up close and helping the ghost pull down gently on his lower eyelid.
Stay still just for 1 second. And she gently blew that eyelash right out of the ghost's eye.
He blinked a few times, then looked slowly back at Guna.
You,
he said, and Dr. Franny shivered. They were in trouble now.
You did it!
The ghost exclaimed, and then flew up into the air, whizzing this way and that in celebration.
Ah, that feels so much better. Thank you, thank you. Woohoo! Yippee! Lovely! My eye is clear!
Anytime, Mr.
Ghost. Mr. Ghost.
Mr. Ghost replied. Mr. Ghost.
Nice.
Thanks. Was always a little funny during life, but now it suits me just fine,
he replied.
Anyway, I'm sorry to have scared you, Dr. Franny. I just figured you were a doctor, and you might be able to help. But I can see how my transparency can be a bit off-putting.
It's all right,
Dr. Franny responded, still nervous but trying not to be rude. Mr. Ghost did seem like a nice enough fellow after all, even if he was transparent.
Well, sure glad I could help,
Guna said, as the ghost flew a grateful circle around her.
Next time, maybe don't just hold your vowels as long.
The look into my eyes.
That comes off as a little creepy.
I can see that now. Will do. Anyways, thanks again,
the ghost responded before flying happily off toward the cemetery.
Yeah, thanks again, Guna,
Dr. Franny said.
I feel a little bit silly with how this all worked out.
Don't, Dr. Franny, Guna reassured her. The ghost was definitely scary, but ghosts are just like anyone else. Sometimes we all just need someone who will listen. That was Guna and the Ghost, written and produced by Chad Shenai. Executive produced and performed by me, Rebecca Cunningham. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you liked this story, share it with a friend. Grown-ups, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, and Tailblazers, remember, I believe you, and I believe in you. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production.